Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we
thank Carly Jackson for that beautiful entry into the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We're playing fire tonight, family. And before I forget, I want to say it off the top because I want you to be able to find Carly to let her know that she was played tonight and that we say thank you for her beautiful gift and showing up with her fiery self, reminding us that we are one. You can find Carly on Facebook and you spell her name. C-A-R-L-L-I-E, Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. But you know what? I need a little bit more fire tonight. Yes, I do. So I'm feeling right now, because I'm in the studio and I'm playing and it's my show. I have a wonderful guest who's going to join me. But, you know, I appreciate knowing that we are one. But I also need a little glow, I think, just to get us started off right. Every song is a prayer, a good friend of mine likes to say. And I am definitely in need of a certain type of energy. So I'm going to ask a dear, very special sister to come in here, and we're going to get the show started off right. This is Just Cynthia, Love Glow. Dance with me.
Thank you for that, girl. I needed that.
If you want more of Just Cynthia, go to justfit.com, JUSSENT.com. Is anybody looking at you with that love glow? Are you looking at you with that love glow when you're in the mirror, getting ready for work, getting ready for school, just waking up to life? Are you on fire? Do you feel that divine spark? We are celebrating fire tonight, and I am not going to break out an Ohio Players fire. I hear it in my head because, you know, it's the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, so anything can come through. Music, movies, tarot. I've got my cards handy, so we can definitely play with that tonight. I will be joined very shortly by Don Wolf, Keeper of Stories. And since he's not here yet, let's talk about him a little bit, because he's definitely a fire sign. Big old Leo lion coming up in here. We are celebrating the elements on a Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We played with water. We played with air. We played with earth. And I thought, you know, of course, we got to play with fire. Now, if we were dealing with eastern, you know, elements, there would be five. But I'm Western. I'm not proficient in the Eastern stuff, so I'm not going to go there with you. But we're going to play right now with fire. But before we get into the show, I want to do some housekeeping, because there have been some phenomenal things happening for the host over here at LifeConversationsRadio.com. And I want to tell you about the shows and my beautiful radio family. I see Life Coach today and on the phone lines. I want to thank him for being there with me. Kathleen Cole, love streamer, streaming all that love. I see you, honey. It woke you up. Yes, the song woke you up. Check out Jess Finch. She's got some amazing stuff going down and sharing her fire with us. So there's definitely more to behold and enjoy. And to the guests in the chat room, if you want to play with us, just sign on to Blog Talk Radio. Create a fake name. Create a new personality. And you get to chat with us. Otherwise, I'm just assuming that you're enjoying the show. So thank you, silent listeners disguised as guests. Love you and appreciate you being here. So this network is full of everything that you need. And not only are we full of everything you need, we're expanding in other areas as well. I want to make sure that you know about all of that, because I'm so proud of Mbasa Safera and Life Coach Today, because they are just doing the dang on thing, okay? You want to talk about some fire? All right, I'm going to. Dave presses one. I don't know if he will, but he's an Aries, likes to call himself a fire starter. Well, that fire starter has been hanging out on 1-2 Radio on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. Have you all checked out The Sounds of Soul with Aday Anifa Wilshe? Oh, it's a completely different side to him. You need to check him out. He's been playing some smooth grooves, R&B music that you can taste. I had a wonderful time with him. And the listeners hanging out in the 1-2 Radio chat room, just enjoying India Ari and Lettucey. You know, it's a music show, and it's also, it's just wonderful to catch him playing the music that moves his soul and sharing it with all of us. We had a good time. Shout out to Donna DeLuca, Dancing Queen over there. Life Coach Today is going to play ABBA next week. I'm just kidding. So, Saturday night, if you're home alone, you don't have to feel lonely. There's a party going on at 10 o'clock on 12radio.com. Make sure you check it out now for what's going on here at Life Conversations Radio. You can check out Life Coach Today Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. That's also my home. I hang out there. I come in around 1, and I break down the energy of the day. So, and tomorrow, come closer, tomorrow, J.D. Messenger of 11 Days in May will be joining Life Coach Today for a conversation that will change your life. No joke, okay? You want to be there. This man had an experience of breaking his neck, leaving his body, returning to his body and going on this amazing journey where he got prophetic visions and all these insights. So your deepest questions will be answered tomorrow. I know that's a big promise, but it will be a powerful conversation. You want to be there. And Mbasa Safair, Soul Power Live. Last week she had on Sherry Marie, and she is just a love goddess. So you want to check that show out in the archive. But they've got something going on right now where they're going to be embracing love and singing, music, top musicians. Need to get the information about the date on that. And I will find out about that. It's very interesting. It's funny, you know, because I'm in real time and I decided to have fun tonight, regardless of what was moving. And my baby sister is actually calling in right now. And I'm like, honey, you know your big sister is on the radio. Don't call me. Join me. So if you want to join this party, you can call in 347-426-3346 on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Mbasa comes on Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. You want to check her out? I think next week her guest is going to be Dora Chambers. Phenomenal show. Just amazing to play experience is what I'm trying to talk about, getting centered and focused right now. But, yeah. These people are doing phenomenal things. Check us out. Check us out. And Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson, our life coach today, on the last Wednesdays of the month, looks at, you know, how your ancestors play a role on what your family has gone through and how it might be impacting you today. So definitely want to be in the house for that. And then you got me, Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, making your Sunday nights just a little bit more fantastical and magical, breaking down tarot, and anything else you want to play with. You're welcome to call in. I will be doing readings tonight. And I want to give a very special thank you and shout out to Akasha Bird at Divine Inner Magic. I had the beautiful fortune this weekend of being a guest on her show. So check that out. Go to divineinnermagic.com and find out what happens when a woman from Washington, D.C., and a sister who's in France gets together and plays with fairies and church bells. Yes, you have to hear it for yourself. I don't want to ruin it for you. I don't. But Akasha Bird and I have something in common, speaking of fire. We both had our hair burned by fire. It's true. It's one of the things that I know. It's one of the ways that I know that she's my sister. It's like, Celeste, your hair got caught on fire. Yes, it did. It did. I was having a moment with my siblings when I was younger. I was a little kid. And it was thundering and lightning. And we had the lights went out, and we had a candle. And we had story time, right? So I leaned a little too closely to the candle and was running around the house. Ah, I got fire. So I have an intimate relationship with fire. I respect it today. I'm very careful with candles. And my family still picks on me about that. My hair grew back, but all is well. True story. Yep. That's what happened. So I have a respectful and yet playful relationship with fire. And we all need it, which is why I wanted to do this show tonight. So I want to welcome you and thank you for being with me. It is a wonderful time to be alive. And where will we be without the divine spark is my question. I'm playing with my cards right now. And it's a bit early, but, you know, I'm going to follow my intuition. Did you know that fire had a lot to do with intuition? Most people who are fire signs, and when I'm speaking about fire signs, I'm talking about Aries, you Rams, you Leos, you Lions, and the Sagittarius signs are fire signs. And very powerful astrological signs that connect us. And word on the street is, if you're a fire sign, you have a gift for intuition, and you have a gift for waking people up. I know in my life, I'm a Taurian, and I'm a bull, and I need a lot of fire to get me to move sometimes. And I have noticed that there are a lot of people around me who are fire folks, and I love them dearly. I don't know what I'd do without them, because sometimes as a bull, I get so sleepy, and I need that fire to wake me up, and we need fire to wake us all up. Just on an astrological tip, I see Mother Wit is in the house, my other Taurian bull sister, and I know she's got something powerful to share, and so I'm going to go to her in a moment. But I want to just break us in really easy with this conversation. And I'm sending out a heart call right now. I'm sure Don Wolf will be joining us shortly. And if not, we're going to continue to play. So let me just do a quick chat and a quick chat in the chat room. Is that Tamara Joy? Hi, honey. It's been so long. Camera. Let me hear your voice, girl. Call in 347-426-3346. Mother Wit's in the house. We got a guest who's hanging out, and Kathleen Cole. Oh, you guys make me so happy. Thank you so much for that. All right, let's get into this fire conversation. Tee-hee. Tamara, Tam. What's up, girl? You know, I love the people. I love these folks. These listeners who are more than listeners on Life Conversations Radio Network. You guys are family. You don't even know how much I mean that. And I just thank you for supporting and being around on this Sunday night, because you could be watching football. Yes. I don't have a dog in the race, so I'm not supposed to say it like that. I really don't. Two teams are playing, the Washington team and the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, fine. Get them scans. Okay, I'm just kidding. Let me relax. You guys are relaxing. You feel that fire. Let's take a deep breath and get centered over here. I have a special gift for you. And let's start. Let's really get up into this thing right now, okay? Fire is many things. Fire is insatiable. Fire is everlasting. Fire is uncontainable. Fire is helpful, sometimes constructive. Fire is harmful, often destructive. Fire is passion, keeping hearts aflame. Fire is romance, keeping love untamed. Fire is the block of life that tells the unknown. Fire is forever written in stone. Anger, heat, passion and lust, every single day, fire is within us. That was written by Ben Payton. I thought that was a fun way to start a fire show. We're playing with fire tonight on a celestial show. Fire tales and other sacred stories. Looking forward to hearing your sacred stories. You can call in 347-426-3346. It's campfire time. As the days get colder, we have a special appreciation for the power of fire. It lights our path, ignites our passion, heats our food, releases toxins and sweat lodges, and so much more. Gather around for fire tales and other sacred stories to keep you out of the cold. So, with that said, I'm going to invite my sister in here, Mother Wit Wisdom, to share her sacred story. I know she's got something powerful to say. I can't wait to hear it. All right, Mother, one, two, three. I'm coming to you. Hey, girl, how you doing?
Hey, woman, I am so good. And you are on fire up here. And I had to come when I heard the little campfire call. And I was on when you had your song Love Glow on, and I was having a blonde Valerie technical moment and didn't know what I was doing, so I couldn't type one there that I was there.
But I see you, Mother. I see you.
Talk to us
about some fire. Mother, what, you posted something on Facebook I saw today that had fire, a fire focus to it. Do you remember what I'm, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, girl, you know I'm a posting fool. Give me a minute now.
It's our way of giving medicine to the world, right? You know, really,
it
the
is.
Posting. It is. I wonder if people really get that.
Facebook is my vision board, okay? Mm. It is my vision board. Whatever I'm feeling and going through at the moment, it's on Facebook. It's where I feel comfortable, you know, sorting stuff out, puzzling it out, seeing what other people are going through, connecting with energy the way I connect with energy. So
yes,
that's what it is. Yeah. Oh, girl, there were a couple of fire things. Come on, tell me what you're talking about.
Well, all right. Okay, well, look. Okay, I already gave the signs, right, for what fire signs are.
Yes.
We know we need to pay attention to. We got Aries, we got Leo, we have the Sagittarius folk. But in tarot, what people don't always capture is that for every tarot card, there's an astrological sign connected to it. Okay?
Yes.
So the Aries sign is astrologically connected to the Emperor. So for you Aries people, you know, you're feeling a little cocky. You're feeling a little sure of yourself. You can't help it. You're a king. You're the emperor. And the king, all of the kings in the tarot deck, you know, the king of cups, the king of wands, the king of air, swords, and the king of fire, you know, all of those, king of this, earth, do you know that the element for that is fire? So king shows up as fire in tarot, and then you have the emperor, Aries, fire. For Leo, it's the strength card. And for Sagittarius, they're astrologically connected to the temperance card in tarot. So look at all this power behind this fire. You know, you got the emperor, the father figure, you got the strength, which means you're going to get it done through gentle persistence. I always have to remind, it's not Hercules. And with temperance, you are at the graduate level. So when you start to play with fire, you start to play with mastery. That is a really important thing to pay attention to in tarot. So, I'm kind of partial to fire, though I'm an earth sign. You know, I actually had somebody call me who is a fire sign, and they put a little spark underneath me. Now, as a fellow Taurian, I know you know what I'm talking about. Every once in a while, we get kind of stuck in the mud, right?
Yes, we do. You know? We do.
And we need fire to push us. Everybody needs fire to push us. And not only that, you know, fire sustains life. It represents life. You got the sun. You've got all those energies as well. So the attributes that are connected to these fire signs, you know, and I'm watching the fire people right now, like, you know, pop their collar. I'm like, okay, yeah, y'all are cool. But anyway, those with the planets in the fire sign have a simmering at the ready stance as they hunt for things that light them up. They're prone to sudden illuminating flashes of insight and bursts of enthusiasm. Like fire itself, they can flare up when inspired, making them seem very passionate about life. They like to live large and often feel frustrated by mundane chores and duties. Fire signs are known to be intuitive and to rely on gut-level instincts, going on faith in their inner guidance gets them far. But they have a tendency.
Wow, that sounds like a Taurus.
See? Now, I don't even know how you're going to say that. Because maybe, okay, hey, I got it. I just heard it. I heard that right now, in this moment, I just heard, yeah, you know, because we have a lot in common, you know, fire signs and earth signs do get along. But here's the thing. A fire sign is faster than a Taurian.
Oh, yes.
We a little slower.
One thing about us is we can smother that fire, okay?
Ooh.
So just like that fire can heat us up, we can also put it out.
Tell the truth. They forget that, though. The key is, though, getting them still enough to put it out. It's kind of hard to, you know,
get that dirt on them. You know what I mean? So.
They got to want the dirt. They got to want to be dirty.
Mother, I want you to hang out with me for a little bit because apparently my dearest, beautiful brother, teacher, mentor, Don Wolf, hasn't gotten a memo that he's supposed to be here. And since I love him unconditionally, that means that he has got to come and join me at some other date because, looks like Don Wolf Gregory E. Woods, a.k.a. Flocko, is not in the house at this moment. So we're just going to continue on. Can you hang out and play with me for a little bit?
You know me, sister. Let's go.
All right, baby. All right, folks, we are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations.
Hi, this is Mark Hudson. Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. For more information about getting a sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Back. Welcome
back. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. My girlfriend, Mother Wit, is hanging out with me. And hey, guess what? My sister responds to telepathic messages. I don't know if she's going to press one, but she heard me tell her to join me. She's in the chat room, not in the chat room, but on the phone lines. Hey, baby sis, my best friend and dearest heart. How you doing, girl? Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. You know the number, 347-426-3346. Before I bring Mother back up in here, let me let you know the number that's running today, because it's a master number, and I think we deserve it. Yes, we do. We deserve this powerful energy that is running today. I want to make sure I give it to you. 11 is the energy of the day. 11 is a master number. And you get to double your pleasure when you tap into being a master of your own life. 11 is said to be the most intuitive of all numbers, representing illumination and a channel to the subconscious. The 11th card in the Black Angels card is the dreamer. And the dreamer is dreaming the largest vision of life she could have imagined. Now, 11 can also be strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. I lean more towards strength. I'm going to ask for double the strength, which happens when we focus on gentle persistence, calm, and peace to become who we are. We get to start by loving ourselves to life. That's the magic of number 11. That's on my wall. It's also on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan Fanlight page on Facebook. I have lots of treats on there. We have lots of fire songs to start off the show on both walls. And if you're looking for a place to get some spark and some divine light, please feel free to join me on Facebook. So with that said, I want to invite Mother Wit back in the house because I have a question for her, something that I've been pondering for a moment. So let's see if we can trip her up. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to trip you up, Mother. I want to love you up, Mother. So, Mother, let me ask you something. I've been thinking about this. What do you think came first, fire or stories?
Well, come on, Mother. Mm-hmm. The native in me. That's who you're talking to. So
yes.
The stories, of course. What else meant fire?
I love it. Okay, I love how you did that, because you know how I came up with the answer that it was stories first before fire?
How?
In the beginning, there was the word, and the word was with God.
Yes.
Right? Yes. So somebody had to tell the story, right? You know, you think it was some prehistoric people back in the day who were just like, it's cold in here. Was that the story? It's cold. We need some fire. We need to get some warmth. We need to, what can we do? And then we see how fire is represented in Earth, you know, through volcanoes and everything. It wasn't like people didn't understand that there was heat. But I do believe that the stories came and then the fire. The story, the instructions to create fire.
Yes.
So, here, let me give you a gold star.
Yay, a gold star. I didn't trip up.
Good for you. So the funny thing is, though, you know, we're getting colder. It's getting colder out here, right? And
yes.
At least the leaves are changing. I don't know what the temperature is like in Wisconsin right now. But
it's cold.
It's getting cold.
Yeah, it is cold.
It's a strange... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying I'm achy. I'm getting old and achy. You know, I used to think that older people were pretending. You know, they were just doing it to get sympathy. But because my child mind could not understand how what joints are and how they would hurt, you know, and how bones and... could hurt, and you could just fall and break them when I fell all the time. And so it was, go ahead. You got me on a tangent.
No. I mean, I get you. I understand that. But what I'm connecting with the winter time and fire, particularly as we move into Samhain, that the fire from the festivals and the last harvest, pulling everything together, the fire was brought into the home to keep us warm in the wintertime, pre-television, so when families could get together and tell stories. And we really got to have deep life conversations with each other, and fire was present for those moments. So I, as a communicator and as a storyteller in my own right, have a kind of a romanticized image of fire and, you know, the flames, and helping me stay connected to survival, you know, against the elements, and also just that, you know, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Did I just break out with the Christmas song?
You did.
But all, but all those things really relate to me about community and family and, you know, wanting to be around a campfire and tell sacred stories about who we are, where we came from, and how we're going to survive the long winter nights. Fire, for me, is so powerful and evident in everyday life, from just us going into our kitchen, from the warmth that we're experiencing. You know, we talked about candles, that flame, though, that spark of light.
I'm getting something for you. I'm getting a treat. No, it's so good. When you spoke and told, when you told your story, I opened up and I felt you. And one of the things that came forward was that fire chose you. That element chose you to become part of it. And I want you, you need to understand that, that part of it, that fire chose you. And also, let me get back, tune back, go back, go back. Don't lose it. the transformative, transmutating power of fire is yours when you get ready to call on it. You just have to learn to push it, push the waters of emotion away so the fires can dry what needs to be dry.
That is so beautiful, because the element, the chakra, that has the element of fire is the navel solar plexus, which is about our life force and our power. And right above, I mean, or should I say right below that navel solar plexus is the sacral chakra, which is water. The element is water. So that was the image that I saw when you start to speak about it. So when we tap into that, our authentic, natural self, you know, feeling grounded and secure with the root chakra, connecting to the sacral chakra, our sensuality. We get to stand in our power, the navel solar plexus, opening up our hearts with the heart chakra, being able to speak our truth with the throat chakra, seeing with the third eye what the vision is supposed to be, not just what's in front of you, but what's behind the scenes, and then balancing it all out with our crown chakra.
Yes, baby.
The highest of the lower, you know, with the highest of the lowest chakras, though, is our navel solar plexus. And, honey, that's fire. Okay. I knew it was going to happen.
You got me dancing up here with you.
You knew Ohio. You knew it was going to come through. I didn't even know I was trying to front and not do it. And for that beautiful gift that you gave me, that fire chose me, and I thank you so much for that, would you do me the honor of allowing me to pull a card for you?
Oh, please. Okay, I love you.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morrigan. We're spontaneous, which is very much so like fire. Mother Wit has decided to have a sister conversation and spend her precious Sunday night with me and us tonight. And I want to thank her for being my surprise guest. I appreciate you, Mother, and I won't forget this.
I love you, honey. I'm here for you always.
Thank
Spirit
you. Thank
is remarkable, and nothing is coincidence. And let's send our prayers and love and light and hope everything's well with Brother Don Wolf.
Indeed, indeed. Okay, I'm doing a three-card draw for you. And I have a five of discs. I'm so happy to tell you that the five of discs is reversed. This is the one time where you want it to be reversed. So I'm going to tell you what the cards are, because I know you do tarot too. We've got the five of discs reversed. We've got the three of swords to the right. And then we've got the ace of discs to the right. So the tarot story that I am hearing is five, when it shows up in tarot, is about challenge. And it's about, you know, dealing with drama, okay?
Uh-huh.
The five of discs in particular really represents somebody who's worrying. And she's actually needing bread to calm herself down, distracting herself from worrying by focusing on something else. Good news for you, though, honey, is it's reversed, which means that whatever energy that may have been present that you have been focused on in your mind and worrying about, you've decided to put it to bed. Now, here is a key focus for you with this three of swords. Swords is air. It's what we're thinking about. It's three, and it features three people, three women going at it. And this is about soap opera drama, relationship, anxiety, okay? So wherever in your life there is the energy of three and it's not working for you, breathe, and remember, you decided not to worry about it. Okay?
All right, gotcha. This is for friends.
Yeah, you know, stay focused because you have a gift awaiting you with the ace of discs. It's new life being reborn. It's a little baby, and the baby is naked. And tarot, nudity means unconditional love and acceptance for yourself. There's a little leopard, you know, playing at its navel, which is really important because we already talked about the navel solar plexus. So that's the navel is coming up again. And the ace of discs promises fresh gifts, promises of new life, and abundance. So let go of the worry. Wherever there is intensity around the energy of whatever the worrying is, whatever this, you know, three swords pointed, you know, these three women are fighting and there is no need to fight. Once you drop the sword, you actually can open your hands to receive the blessing that you are and the gifts that you already provide. You're going to receive it for yourself. Now, Mother, have I said anything that hasn't resonated with you or you have a question about it or where the focus is?
Not at all. You are, girl, you are so on point. I know everything that you were talking about because as you were saying it, I was like, whoa, that's dismissed. Whoa, that's that and that. So when you were speaking about the leopard skins and so forth, jaguar, panther, leopard are very special to me, I'll put it that way. And they symbolize solar and moon energy. They symbolize the void and the light coming out of the void. So that is also, so that whole thing for me was resurrection and rebirth, and you know what I'm trying to do with my business thingy. So that's it.
And
it
please
makes sense to
talk, please share that before, you know, we release the show. Let us know. I think it's, yes, you are dealing with this womb piece, and here you have this newborn baby, you midwife, you. So tell us about where we can find you, what you're working on, and how we might be a part of it.
Well, I am... universalwomb.com is my website, and right now it has my original ideas on it, and I want to revamp it and give it an infusion of new energy, and I want to do some things for free, and I just want it to expand, and I need people with good organizational and computer knowledge and clerical skills to help me get things off the ground, because I am not those things.
I hear you. All right, so Mother Wit Wisdom, and if they want to find you on Facebook, how can they find you?
MUTHA-WIT Wisdom, Mother Wit Wisdom.
You are such a gift to me. No, thank you, and I appreciate that the reading, you know, resonated with you and you connected with it. And I love tarot, and mainly, you know, I mean, sure, you know, we can get prophetic messages, but I think there's something more prophetic than everyday life. And for me, the tarot cards have a way of mirroring what we're going through and what we're stepping through. You know, I believe that people's future can be created by whatever intentions they're setting right now in the moment. And the element of fire helps us to stay connected to what those intentions are. You know what lights you up. You know what brings you passion. And if you don't, then what an amazing adventure to go on to discover. Fire can help you with all of that. So, you know, it's funny. We started water with you. We started this elemental love story with you. So you could go back to Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan archive and hear what Mother had to say about water. And here she is holding me down for fire. I so appreciate you, and thank you for being here with me.
I love you. I love you, and I thank you for the show. And one other thing is, we didn't mention it, but fire is the last spiritual element. Well, not the last, but one of the ones that we go before, that we know of, that we go through to bring about the spiritual human integration transformation process. It is
through
fire.
Alchemy.
We have to go through that fire and get all the dross burned off, and all of that burned away. And that's why, like I said, the fire chose you. So you have a lot of lessons that you need to go back and look at it, and you'll be able to see the fire element there.
Are you kidding me, honey? With the way fire has been in my life, I'm all down for Sankofa, which is going back for the good stuff. But I am so intimate with fire, it's not even funny. I already told the story about getting my hair burnt, getting too close to it.
That's it. But sometimes we have to know that we can withstand things, you know, and draw on that.
Yes. Powerful. Mother, I want to thank you. We're about to wind it down. I want to thank Kathleen Cole. I'm sending you a big hug. I'll see you in Facebook land or when I call you again, sister. All right? Thank you, Mother. Oh, wow. Okay. You know what? When you play with fire, you learn to be spontaneous. I will get Don Wolf in here for his insight. I know that he runs, that he's a part of Sweat Lodges and Purification, which fire is a part of as well. So we will have that conversation. I am sending you love and light. In the meantime, I do want to take you on an adventure. I sure do. It is still in alignment with fire. Make sure you join us tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, with J.D. Messenger on Monday. Tuesday, Sherry Cortland's coming into the house for Spiritual Toolbox. Don't want to miss that either. And I'll be there around 1, breaking down the energy of the day. So let's go on an adventure right now. This is Michael Bernard Beckwith, Adventures in Paradise. You can check him out at agape.com for more information. But in the meantime, let's just, we started out with Love Go with Just Cynthia. We're going to end it out here dancing and grooving with Michael Bernard Beckwith. I thank all of you for being with me. Oh, I love your family. Don't forget to love yourself.
Take a breath right here. something within you that wants to come forward. You are anointed and appointed by the Spirit as an image and likeness of divine and ultimate reality. As we bank in that domain, we bring heaven to earth as a spiritual practice. Wake up and say to yourself, I'm taking an adventure in paradise. And guess what? I'm taking you with me. I'm activating my spiritual stimulus package. I'm taking an adventure in paradise. Your stimulus package begins with an awareness that you're sourced and fueled and funded by a renewable resource which is within you. It never runs out. It is your essence. It's your life. Your divine spiritual stimulus package is activating the gifts of divinity within you. But you may express them. You will express them beyond your wildest imagination. And joy, joy breaks out all over the real source. Feel it in your bones. Take a holy breath and say to yourself, I'm taking an adventure in paradise. Guess what? I'm taking you with me. I'm activating my spiritual stimulus package. I'm taking an adventure in paradise. In order to have this stimulus package, stop looking outside for help. Become still and listen. Listen with that inner ear. Life is everywhere. Joy is everywhere. Love is everywhere. Why don't we see that?
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.